Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Like many people, I'm planning a big feast for my family tomorrow. And yet, there are millions of Americans who don't have that luxury. They're wondering if what they're going to eat tomorrow and if they and their family will eat. Food banks and pantries around the country are seeing a huge spike in demand. Some of them are seeing the demand for their food going up by more than 50%. And in some cases, they have to turn people away. There's not enough foods on the shelves because the higher demand is coming at the same time that they're getting smaller donations and fewer donations. Joining us now, Mary Innsbrucker. She's the Northwest Regional Director for Catholic Charities out of DePlain, Illinois. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Rebecca McGee, the Program Director for Emergency Assistance with Action in Community Through Service, which is based in Prince William County, Virginia. Good morning to you, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Rebecca, let me begin with you and ask about the holiday season. One of my friends that worked at a food bank said that normally the holiday season is a time when food banks see a lot of donations come in. It's a really important time for charitable giving.
That's very true, especially I think for food pantries across the country. Most people do associate hunger with the holiday seasons or with winter. And so I think that while that awareness is there, the donations do come in. I think the challenging part is for the rest of the year when folks aren't necessarily thinking about that.
And Mary Innsbrucker with Catholic Charities, this is I really hate to ever use the phrase perfect storm, but this is happening at a time when some of the people who might in other years have donated to food banks are now needing the food bank services.
That's exactly true. We refer to them as the new needy. These are folks that used to volunteer, they used to give donations, and now they find themselves standing in the same lines for help as the folks they used to help.
So, Rebecca, how is this different from, say, other times when donations go down? I mean, how is this perhaps worse than years in the past that have been scarce?
What we're seeing right now is that in the last 6 months, we've had nearly a 40% increase just in children needing assistance, and overall nearly a 30% increase in the entire population needing food assistance. One of the things we're finding is that we offer financial assistance as well as food assistance, and a lot of the families that are coming in are telling us, you know, the first or second time they come in when they've lost their job, that they need the financial assistance, but they're not quite at a point where they're ready to accept food assistance. A gentleman told me that it would be a reality check for him when he wouldn't be able to provide the basic need of food for his children anymore. And a few short months after that, he was coming and asking for food and saying that, you know, he was finally at that place where he needed to do that for his family in order to provide, but it was really humbling for him. And so I think a lot of families start out needing that financial assistance when they lose their job or when they're underemployed. We're seeing a lot of the working poor in our offices now. The face has changed.
Well, that's Rebecca McGee, who's the Program Director for Emergency Assistance with Action in Community Through Service. And another thing that's changed, Rebecca, besides the people that are coming in, is your ability to help them. I understand you guys actually had to shut your doors for 2 weeks. Your shelves were empty.
We did. We had anticipated having to close our doors for 2 weeks. We were blessed to only have to do that for 1 week based on the flood of donations we received. We live in a generous community, and we have a wonderful support base, but unfortunately, the donations weren't keeping up with the increase in demand. And unfortunately, we came in, and, you know, it came to the point that our shelves were bare, and we didn't have the food to serve the people that needed to come in. It was a heartbreaking decision, but we really didn't have any other choice.
Wow. Mary Innsbrucker is the Northwest Regional Director for Catholic Charities based in Des Plaines, Illinois. I don't know how wealthy your community is compared with Prince William County, Virginia, but Mary, is there significant pressure on people around the time of Thanksgiving where they have to have some big meal when in many ways a lot of these families are trying to survive?
You know, Thanksgiving, it's kind of like Rebecca was saying, hunger is not about the holiday. It's an everyday occurrence for these folks. You know, they worry to put macaroni and cheese on their table on Tuesday just as much as they would a turkey on Thanksgiving. We had one person come in just the other day. They got the last Thanksgiving turkey that we actually had, which and our Thanksgiving turkey donations were way down this year. And, you know, you would have thought somebody gave her $1 million. I mean, she had this ooh and ah moment that, oh, my gosh, I've got a turkey. And before that, when she walked in the door, she didn't even know if she would be having any kind of Thanksgiving. And when we asked her, she's like, well, it depends what I get here. And luckily we had one last turkey for her, but she could have just took home some soup and rice and tried to make something of that, because the donations are down both through government funding and also, again, you know, the people that used to give now can't. And so our donations are down. And at Catholic Charities, we've developed all kinds of new initiatives to try and address this need. Not that we didn't before. We never just sat back and waited for state or federal funding to come in. We've always had fundraisers. We've always done food drives through parishes, schools, businesses, et cetera. And right now we actually developed a sponsorship program where anyone can be like a friend of the pantry for $500 going up to bronze, silver, gold type sponsorships to try and get some more help in for these folks.
Oh, that's Mary Innsbrucker of Catholic Charities. Rebecca McGee, you know what you were talking about earlier with the new face of people needing help, and Mary there talking about people who maybe aren't really sure whether they're going to be able to provide food or not, which is called food insecurity. I'm wondering if there's kind of a something about the holidays for parents especially that makes it more difficult, this particular time of year, more difficult to ask for help and more of a challenge for them to deal with not being able to provide that meal.
Absolutely. You know, we just finished what we call our Operation Turkey project over the weekend, where in addition to feeding the families during the month that we feed during Thanksgiving, and a young woman, when we gave her her bag of groceries and her turkey, was in tears. She was so thankful that she was going to be able to carry on the tradition of her family to provide Thanksgiving for her kids and not have to rely on a friend to take her kids to her house for Thanksgiving. It was more than just groceries to her. It was being able to carry on traditions and to show her kids that she could take care of them, and not relying on someone else to do that. It was far more than a bag of groceries for her.
Rebecca McGee, Program Director for Emergency Assistance with Action and Community Through Service out of Virginia, and Mary Innsbrucker, Northwest Regional Director for Catholic Charities out of Illinois. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We want to know what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving. Maybe it's the feast. Maybe it's something else. Give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE. You can leave a comment at thetakeaway.org.